Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Rivara Dhari. Yashodhanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की गुरु परंपरा की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Namami Shrimadaya Krishna Shtaya Bhutale Shrimati Radhana Swami Dinamina. Hare Krishna, my sincerest gratitude to each and every one of you for being here. So, so grateful for your presence. Please give your blessings so that with your blessings I can say something to glorify Krishna and Prabhupada in line of our Guru Parampara, and may Krishna be pleased with the endeavor. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज द वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट वन शुड ऑफर रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड नारायण अंटू नर नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग अंटू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग एंड अंटू श्रील व्यासदेव द ऑथर ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering the of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Special gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. So once again, thank you very much. It's always nice to see lot of devotees present. It's a very auspicious, what a great blessing. And it's so wonderful to see, be in ISKCON of Alachua. I was recently there for New York 60th anniversary, and then there was a cruise, then there was a big celebration in the Tompkins Square Park. Then there was a celebration at Bhakti Center. There was a big initiation ceremony. We also got to go to Anand Mela in Seattle, but from east to west, Alachua is the best. The most beautiful deities, the most beautiful temple. Great management. Thank you so much. So we are on the chapter 23rd, The Glories of Devotional Service. Text 3. Yad yad vidhate Bhagavan स्वच्छन्दात्मात्मा मायया आत्मात्मा मायया तानि मे श्रद्धधानस्य कीर्तन्यान्यनुकीर्तय। यद्यद्विद्धते भगवान् स्वच्छन्दात्मात्मा मायया तानि मे श्रद्धदानस्य कीर्तनेन अनुकीर्तया। प्लीज रिपीट। यद्यद्विद्धते भगवान् यद्यद्विद्धते भगवान् स्वच्छन्दात्मामायया तानि मे श्रद्धधानस्य कीर्तन्यान्य। यद्यद्विद्धते भगवान् स्वच्छन्दात्मात्ममायया तानि मे श्रद्धधानस्य कीर्तन्यान् अनुकीर्तया। यद्यद्विद्धते भगवान् स्वच्छन्दात्मनमायया तानि मे श्रद्धधानस्य यद यद विधाते भगवान स्वच्छन्दात्मत्ममायया ने Would any kids like to recite? Okay, I want to welcome Janani and Jayan from Boston. Okay. Synonyms. Yat yat. Whatever. Vidhate. He performs. Bhagavan. The personality of Godhead. Swachanda Atma, full of self-desire. Atma Mayaya, by his internal potency. Tani, all of them. Me, to me. Shraddhanasya, faithful. Kirtanyani, Worthy of praise. Anukirtaya. Please describe. Translation. Therefore, please precisely describe all the activities and pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is full of self-desire, and who assumes all these activities by his internal potency. Purport. The word Anukirtaya is very significant. Anukirtaya means to follow the description, not to create a concocted mental description, but to follow. Shaunaka Rishi requested Suta Goswami to describe what he had actually heard from his spiritual master, Shukadev Goswami, about the transcendental pastimes the Lord manifested by his internal energy. Bhagwan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body. One second. Okay. Sorry. Has no material body, but he can assume any kind of body by his supreme will. That is made possible by his internal energy. So there are few key things in this translation and purport. So first is, how do you describe? What is the adjective used for describe? Precisely. So Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness means very precise. It's not hodgepodge. And then, Krishna, who is full of self-desire. And the word in Sanskrit is swachanda. Chanda is a cha, which means full of self-desire. And these activities are by his internal potency. And then another very important sentence here is, he's asking what he had actually heard from his spiritual master. So how we hear is very important. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge for my humble obeisances, respectful obeisances unto him. So here we see that this hearing is very important. And coming in Guru Parampara, very precise words are describing what's happening. Who is Krishna? I've heard that hearing is like umbilical cord. How umbilical cord supports the baby, hearing is like that. And our Srimad Bhagavatam is a dialogue. It's hearing and speaking. Shravanam and is happening. Maharaj Parikshit is attending. And he's attending perfection by hearing. 7 days of non-stop hearing. Maharaj Parikshit had just put the snake on the Shamik Rishi because he was unable to control his thirst. But now he's sitting here, and without any interruption, without any hunger or thirst, he just wants to hear. So hearing is so, it gives perfection of life when we hear about Krishna. Here, and that too he's hearing from the Guru. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitte Te Koriya Aikya. When we are living our life, the senses work okay. But usually when we leave our body, do you know which sense remains? Hearing, yes. The sense of hearing is usually the last one to go. And when we are sleeping, also, hearing is the sense that keeps on working. That's why when we call your name, like Ekadashi, wake up. You know, she would wake up, but Ekadashi never sleeps. So that's a different story. So we have given so much importance to hearing. In one class I heard by Dr. Ravi Gupta, he was saying he meets a lot of qualified professors. They seem atheistic, they seem... what do they have to do with devotees, you know? But you get to talk to them, and they open up. And you know, many times he's shocked to find out that their life's mission, their life's biggest achievement came because they heard from Prabhupada and they followed that advice. And that is something I can never forget. I heard this 20 years ago from Dr. Ravi Gupta, and still the best advice is that you hear from person like Prabhupada and never forget those words. And then how do you request that things to be heard? Is the things that are done precisely described. There's no concoction. And this reminds me that I try to hear to my Guru Maharaj's classes a lot. And there are two things. One thing he said that always remember is a guru lives through his sincere disciple. And that was a very important instruction to me. That I felt like he was giving class to 8,000 people. This was in Jagannath Puri, 2023. But that instruction really struck me. There were two reasons. First, my Guru Maharaj himself reminds teachings of Prabhupada, what Prabhupada would do in many circumstances. In fact, I felt like I know Prabhupada because of listening to Radhana Swami's classes. And second thing was that it inspired me to at least be a better devotee. And then he told in his classes, to trust in Krishna means to close your eyes and jump from a mountain, having full faith that Krishna will catch you. Now, I'm an average person, trying to be struggling devotee many times, you know. They say in the bhakti means elevator, you know, you can go to Krishna by elevator, but then that elevator sometimes comes down, you know, you have ups and downs, and I have them. But that instruction changed my life. When I was in D.C., I had a steady job, and my daughter was studying. We were immigrants. I was a single mother, so I heard my another Shiksha Guru tell me that don't send your daughter to middle school. Try to homeschool her. Then I decided to move to Alachua. As soon as she entered the middle school and the first opportunity came, I had just come back from India. My stuff was still unpacked. And it was a SARS flu or something was going on. And I was coughing. There was a company nurse. She came and she asked, why are you coughing? I said, I came back from India. She knew already, I think. And she said, why didn't you stay at home? I said, I asked for a vacation. I wasn't given one. She said, I tell you that please go take vacation. And I said, what if I don't feel better tomorrow? She said, then tomorrow also you should take off. So I said, okay. And that day I decided, I'm going to go drive to Alachua. We didn't even have GPS then. We drove to Alachua because it seemed like I had to take a few days rest. And we saw the place and decided to move. So it was, I hardly knew one family in Alachua. I wouldn't have had a job. But we decided to take a leap of faith, and Krishna really blessed us. So that's what happens in when you hear from Guru and take, you can just gives power to follow through the instructions. Now, fortunately, Srila Prabhupada has also given the class on this verse, and we will see what he spoke about. First of all, he started the class with another verse right after this, which was Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Dasyam Sakhyam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. So he spoke about 9 different processes of devotional service. And he focused on it begins from Shraddha Dhanasya. When one is very eager and serious to hear, it starts with Shraddha, with faith we hear. And then he focused on, once we hear, what do we do? Satatam kirtayanto mam, yatatanscha dridavrata. Bhagavad Gita 9.14, you always recite what you have heard. And then Prabhupada says that Krishna is the supreme. Aham adirhi devanam. Brahma is not supreme, Vishnu is not supreme, Maheshwara is not supreme. But Krishna is supreme. He is the adi. He is the beginning. And then he also said, Govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. Govinda is the beginning of every demigod. He is the source. He is the cause of all causes. And he then brought to that, Eko Narayana Asit. Narayana is also another plenary expansion of Krishna, but from Narayana, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh emanate. And then he also stressed on this very important verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Ete chamsa kalaha pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So scripture after scripture, Prabhupada is quoting that Krishna is the supreme. And why he would be stressing on that is because there's a word in this verse talking about Swachandatma. Swachanda, I mean, I knew this word in learning in Marathi school, like Anuradha probably. Swachanda means, swa is myself, and chanda means like my ideas, my words, how they flow. You must have heard word Anustup Chanda. Has anybody heard that word, Anustup Chanda? Anybody? Okay. I thought everybody would knew. Anustup is the Chanda meter in which Bhagavad Gita is spoken. When we ISKCON devotees go out to speak, especially to preach to scholars, I think it's important that we just know this word, Anustup Chanda. Chanda is meter. So how the things flow, and there is a rhythm to it. This is the rhythm of Bhagavad Gita. This is the rhythm of our philosophy. And another meaning of chanda in the same context is that according to one's own desire, according to one's own will. I looked up Sanskrit online dictionary, and there are few esoteric words, meanings to Swachanda word. One who is free, according to Devi Panchashtaka, it also means that light which shimmers. It also means freely wandering about like a madman in Ashtavakra Gita, etc. But Prabhupada made the best translation. So if we go to the purport again, I can just say tell you what Prabhupada translated again. As Swachanda means free from, here, Atma Mayaya. He translated Swachanda Atma as full of self-desire. And then in his lecture, Prabhupada stressed on this point that Krishna appears in any form that he likes, and he is the supreme, he remains the supreme. He is the cause of all causes. And again, Swachanda word is very beautiful word. If you want to memorize, it has a very beautiful meaning, Chanda. Like, what is my desire? What is my, how can I define my life by? What is my life's goal or passionate interest? That would be Swachanda. And we see how now, in Prabhupada's lecture, how that Swachanda Shakti, or the intrinsic desire, Krishna uses. And Prabhupada brings that Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam, he is Nityo Nityanam. And then he says, God maintains all living entities, but no one can maintain God. That is his Swachanda Shakti. He's not dependent on others. Someone may call himself independent, but he's still dependent on someone higher. Prabhupada speaks about different forms in Krishna, how Krishna comes, Kapila, Rama, Narasimha, Varaha. And then Prabhupada said, when God descends in a form, this does not mean that he assumes his form with the help of material energy. He manifests his spiritual form as he exists in his spiritual kingdom. And I would like to take a small break and ask you if you had any reflections or comments on Prabhupada's class summary in last few 10 minutes that was spoken, and then we can continue to few thoughts and then wrap it up. It's a very simple paragraph today, so I thought maybe I can take reflections midway. Okay. Hari Bol, thank you. Thank you for saving.
Thank you, Prabhu. You said the scriptures describe that we have to see Krishna precisely as he's described, but we don't all think alike. I mean, is it a little variation for our thinking? I mean, for example, just like when we dress the deities, you know, we hear that he has to have ankle bells, he has to have this and this and this, but we may put things on a little differently. Now, is that allowed?
Hare Krishna. You have been pujari for last 20 years. What do you think?
Well, no, this is something more individual, but as general, like Prabhupada is saying, we have to follow the guru. We have to follow, you know, the concise, precise description of Krishna. So, you know, we know his qualities. We hear that all the time. You can't argue with nobody's greater than, stronger than, more beautiful, all this. But in variation, like how you cook for him, how things seem like, there's a variation is allowed, isn't it?
Thank you. So I had taken a class by Mayapur Academy, and it was given by Anand Leela Devi, who has been trained by Janani Vas Prabhu himself. So she mentioned that there are many different ways of dressing, like you said, and you so beautifully dress the deities, Guru Prasad Prabhu. And she had mentioned that it's nice to have Chandrika in certain ways, and she had shown certain not to do things. And when a devotee, Krishna's peacock feather needs to be tilted towards Radharani, and few things that you can do and not to do, in the sense, some symmetries look very, very weird, and she had shown with examples. If I find that document, I'll send it to you. It is very precise. And the second part is that here it's talking about attentively hearing, and he's asking the speaker to speak so that description can be very precise. So that was the context of the verse. Does that answer your question in certain ways?
Yes. Yes, I mean, you know, the description of Krishna, threefold bending form, there are things that, you know, that are very precise, you know. There's a peacock feather, he plays a flute. Those things are there. But I was just wondering a little variation in other things we do, because we're not robots, you know, we hear things and we do it a certain way. So I just wonder, you know, you know, how we verify what we're doing is okay with the, you know, staying within the description.
Okay. You know, ISKCON is such a big organization. One time Prabhupada was told that we are spreading faster than British Empire. So with so much variegation, in Chaupati Temple, there are two different sets of disciples, different gurus, both in ISKCON. And one guru says, don't show Radharani's braid. And other guru says, we must show Radharani's braid. And both have spiritual references. You know, I believe it's Radharani's braid. It may be some slight different variation like that. And what they do is, when one set of pujaris dress, they dress that way, and the other pujaris dress, they dress other way, and they don't comment on each other. So that is also there, that there's a variation, and variation, variety is the source of enjoyment, and we enjoy the differences. So we enjoy the variations. Does that answer? I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for asking that. Thank you. So, any other comments? Hari Bol, thank you. Going back to the Anustup Chanda, there is also another shloka in which Chanda word is used, and it's in relationship with Bhishma Deva. And he's passing away, and he's selecting his own passing away time. So Chanda word is, I like that word very much. It brings that freedom thing. And then I wanted to see that, okay, we hear from our guru, we take the instruction, and what did Prabhupada do with those instructions? He heard from his Guru Maharaj, right, to distribute books. And here we are hearing that Krishna goes in different forms. And one is because he can do whatever he wants, and second is he does whatever devotee wants. So how did Prabhupada follow this instruction? How did Prabhupada live Bhagavatam? How did Prabhupada follow this purport, where it says that where Shaunak Rishi is very eager to hear what other devotee heard from his Guru Maharaj? So how did Prabhupada heard everything eagerly, and then what did he do? And there are three small incidents which there are three small quotes that always inspire me. One quote Prabhupada said that, distribute books, we all know that. He was in Vrindavan, and he was still asking about the reports, and every time a positive report would come, he would be so enlivened. One time he said that, when one of my books is published, I feel like I have conquered an empire. When one of my books is published, I feel like I have conquered an empire. So imagine, Prabhupada did so much effort. He didn't even used to use bus. He used to walk miles to save 25 paisa. Naya paisa, it wrote in the Jaladutta diary, so that he can print few more books, he can buy few more papers, he can typeset for few more pages, like that. So this is how he has written the first canto, three-volume first canto. And the next instruction Prabhupada talks about, which again is very dear to my heart, is that every gentleman must have Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita full sets in their house. This was his Prabhupada's second instruction. Again, he's pleasing Krishna, and he's hearing from his Gurudev, and he's using it in his he's using this form of books which are like deities to spread Krishna consciousness like fire. The third instruction I really like is said that by printing these books of our Krishna conscious philosophy in so many different languages, we can actually inject our movement into the masses of persons all over the world, especially there in the Western countries, and we can literally turn whole nations into Krishna conscious nations. So Prabhupada always dreamt big. He wanted to see whole nations become Krishna conscious nations. And actually this is happening a little bit. Trinidad, India, and there are a few other countries which are doing amazing feats in bringing the parampara back with the books, Indian the Vedic culture back with the books. And then last one is a big one, in which Prabhupada said that where is preaching? It will be like Alexander the Great. He was conquering. So Prabhupada is asking people, where is preaching? Where is preaching happening? Show me. It will be like Alexander the Great. He was conquering. But as soon as he went to conquer a new place, the last place was lost. Suppose I have conquered Bombay. Then I go to Karachi. But in the meantime, Bombay is lost. That was being done by Alexander the Great. When there is no proper management, just like that, the British Empire was lost in that way. They could not manage. So Prabhupada is stressing on management, and then his formula for best management, which results into automatic preaching, is that, I am therefore stressing book selling, said Prabhupada. And Leelamrita, in the Leelamrita, Satsarup Maharaj writes, he wanted to impress upon his leaders the main outlines of his program, and it should be their duty to carry these programs out. And Prabhupada then said, at least don't make me Alexander the Great in my lifetime. And then, I am so fortunate that I get to work with amazing, all of you Sankirtana warriors of ISKCON, Alachua Temple, everybody here who has given their blood, life and sweat. But I also get to work with Vaisheshika Maharaj. And Vaisheshika Maharaj is somebody who took those instructions very seriously. And I'll just share a few achievements he has done. He has helped get Srimad Bhagavatam set to Antarctica. He has started so many BBTs again, like I believe France or Germany or both. He started those Srimad Bhagavatam printings, which was stopped. And then he's also overseeing which country needs which Srimad Bhagavatam, and he's opening those channels. 2 years ago, Spanish Srimad Bhagavatam was not available in the America for distribution. And those Bhagavatam sets came to USA. Russian and Ukrainian sets, he helped inspire devotees. Those were translated. They are available in USA. And then there are devotees who are on the war front, and also in Ukraine, Ukrainian Bhagavatam sets are being distributed during this such a difficult wartime. Nepalese Bhagavatam sets are coming to USA now. Earlier, we didn't have anybody distributing, but now Dallas ordered 20, and North Carolina ordered 10, and Alachua would like to order, and you know, every language book is kept alive, and is keeping, it's flowing. This chanda is also means flowing, the meter. This is the rhythm of our Sankirtan devotee's life. Every devotee in Sankirtan network, Vaisheshika Maharaj tries to connect with them. He gives us idea. Okay, yesterday in the New Zealand, this worked. What did they do? They went to door, they took videos, and they posted on that local Facebook groups of the communities, or they posted here. And this another group from Lithuania, the countries we have not heard from. They did this different thing which really worked. And ISV is also doing the digital Bhagavatam sets. as we are also doing, and then they shared this technology with everybody. We have digital Bhagavatam sets for just $50. You know, anybody who has Kindle or any other way of platform, you can get a set from Alachua Temple right now. Then there are audio Bhagavatams, and you can distribute an audio Bhagavatam, and we can get a score. Then there is Arabic first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that has come out. This is amazing, amazing feat, because sometimes the devotees who go for Arabic book distribution, they have to run away to save their lives. But then we get, you know, we don't give up. We learn more about their philosophy. We know what to say when they argue like this, how to pacify them, how to inspire them, and so on and so forth. There can be classes given on so many things that are happening in the Sankirtan world. And I'm sure there are so many other devotees doing it. Bhakti Marga Swami is doing, inspiring people. Swachanda, you know, in his free form, he wanders and he gives Krishna consciousness to so many influential people. His videos are given out. Indradumna Swami does amazing dramas. Thousands of people can see them. Mahatma Prabhu is doing amazing japa retreats. Many restaurants, including Divya's Kitchen, are feeding thousands of people. Radhi Dev Lukia's book is going into 300,000 people's hands, how to cook, like Yamuna's cookbook. So I just want you to, if you remember a couple of things from this class, just remember that there are so many amazing things that are happening in the ISKCON world. Just because devotees use their free will and what they have heard from their guru, they use in Krishna's service. And we can also remember what instructions of our Guru Maharaj that really we have heard and are really dear to our heart, and how we can act on them. TOEP, the biggest project, is coming out because of Amrish Prabhu and Swaha. And also my second most humble plea is that please help with Srimad Bhagavatam distribution. Every moment of Srila Prabhupada's life, Srila Prabhupada was somehow connected with stressing on Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita sets distribution. So whatever pledge you want to make openly, secretly, now, later, until Bhadra Purnima, please do that. It's ISKCON's 60th anniversary. So your blessings and your encouragement, your chastisement, your reflections, everything helps in these marathons. So I'm so grateful for your kind attention today. Would you like to have any reflections, anything to add, subtract, chastise? I would appreciate that a lot. Yes, Ragatmika Prabhu.
I just want to say, I offer my dandavats to you for your unlimited enthusiasm and Srila Prabhupada's desire to distribute these books. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It means a lot coming from you. Prabhupada said, you were never sleeping, and Prabhupada said, she's running on the spiritual battery. Yeah. Spiritual energy? Spiritual battery? Energy. Yeah. Yes, yes. She's an amazing book distributor and preacher.
Is there any time for me to tell my story of book distribution?
Yeah, please go ahead. We would love to hear that.
Okay. In my time in the Philippines, we have like 1,000 island or 108 island. Anyway, we went to one island, and you know, I have a group of women devotees doing book distribution. So we have boxes and boxes of different books to distribute. And to go to another island, we have to take a ferry boat. And then at that time, the ocean is like very turbulent.
Yeah.
And the ferry boat is like open, and we just stuck the book in the side. Because it's so turbulent, the books, all the boxes of books start falling to the water. And me, I don't know how to swim. I just jump in because I want to save the book. When the Carmi saw that I jumped to the water to save my book, everybody, the men, especially the men, they all jumped to save me. I said, don't worry about me. I want you guys to get my book from the water and bring it back. So they all dive in and they carry the book and back to the ferry boat.
Oh, you should share your stories more often. Yeah, continue.
And then when we landed to the island, and all the Brahmacharini at the time, all the ladies are so stressed. I said, they call me because I'm the Sankirtan lady there. So I said, what are we going to do? This is all book. All our books are all wet from the water. I said, don't worry. Just surrender to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and he will just help us. And we distribute all the book. It's all wet. It's wet. We all distributed it, and it's distributed to everyone. And it's amazing. It's Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's mercy, that even if the book is soaking wet, people still take it.
And
give us a lot of donation, and we sold every single big boxes of books.
Haribol, what an inspiring story.
So I don't know how to swim, and I just jump in, so that saved the book.
Haribol.
Jai
Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Anything online, Prabhu? If not, we can conclude. Okay. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you again. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Vanchakalpatarubhyasya, Kripa Sindhubhyasya.